control. You don't even have to be our friend if you don't want to. It is okay.
Speaking to Republican women eating lunch at Lexington's Spindletop Farm, Judge Robin Williams describes her husband as a kind and gentle man. It's not an image generally assigned to the state Senate president, who's perceived by many as a tough-talking political boss. Robin Williams tells voters about her spouse's softer side.
When it gets personal, it's very difficult for a spouse, maybe even more so than if it were yourself, that was being criticized in an unfair way.
Do you feel like you can win people over for your husband that he might not have been able to win over himself?
Well, I think if they took the time and they talked to him face to face, that he can dispel some of that image that the newspapers and the liberals who haven't had their way with him have tried so hard to create. I think if they spent time with him, they would love him just like people who do know him.
Judge Williams would much rather talk about policy, something she does fluently. Also a policy wonk, First Lady Jane Beshear is expert at staying on message. She comfortably explains her husband's platform to both voters and lawmakers. And even when filling in for a spouse at campaign events, the First Lady skillfully keeps Governor Steve Beshear in the spotlight.
The demand on his time is just phenomenal. And so I'm delighted when people will accept me as a surrogate, as a substitute. And I enjoy doing that because I feel like Steve's doing a good job, and I want people to understand what his commitment is and continues to be for the Commonwealth.
Spouses are almost always essential to successful gubernatorial campaigns, but not just for their political skills. State historian James Clotter says some first ladies brought important connections and campaign financing into a marriage.
Robert Letcher, you know, his second wife was a sister of the Chief Justice. Governor McGoffin's wife was a granddaughter of Isaac Shelby. So sometimes those connections helped you in politics in the 19th century. And probably even more so is that if you married well, that was the quickest way to get a lot of money.
Over the last century, Clotter says the influence of spouses in gubernatorial politics has grown both behind the scenes and in public.
I think the one that really changes the whole game, in a sense, is Phyllis George, John Y. Brown's spouse, because they marry, and very almost immediately, he is campaigning for governor. And as he will tell you, I think, and I've heard him say this, that often people turned out to see her more than him.
The only man to play a supporting role was the husband of Governor Martha Lane Collins. And Clotter says he was no political asset. Bill Collins was convicted and served time in a federal prison for influence peddling. Watching this year's campaign is Ryan Alessi, who's a political analyst with the CN2 cable news channel. Alessi says Kentucky hasn't seen a political matchup like the one between Judge Robin Williams and First Lady Jane Beshear in quite some time. He says both women are focused, understand policy, and can connect with voters.
I think the thing that both of these spouses have in common is that they come off as being very genuine, to some degree even more genuine than their husbands.
And as the general election draws near, Ryan suspects Kentuckians will see even more of these two women.
You know, I'm sure the campaigns don't want to have the spouses eclipse the candidates, but you know, these are two of the most compelling weapons, so to speak, that the campaigns have, so they could probably stand to even use them more.
By the way, the third candidate in this year's gubernatorial race is independent Gatewood Galbraith. Galbraith is divorced with three daughters. The woman who's sharing his political burdens is running mate Dee O'Reilly, who hopes to be Kentucky's next lieutenant governor. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.